Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. Ballarat's hearts are heavy again as a new search unfolds for missing mum Samantha Murphy. Dense bushland in Enfield State Park is being scoured by police, dogs and horses. The search follows charges laid against a 22-year-old man in March. Police have seized $12 million worth of Xanax in Western Sydney. The 700-kilogram haul is the biggest seizure of pharmaceuticals ever in New South Wales. A man is due to face court over the find. The Prime Minister is revving up the engine of Australian manufacturing. Anthony Albanese's unveiling a Future Made in Australia Act with taxpayer money to jumpstart clean energy and manufacturing. He says the future of our economic security lies in making more things here.
I am incredibly optimistic about Australia's future. We're in a race for a new generation of jobs and opportunities, and Australia has to be in it to win it.
IGA wants to stop big supermarkets from stockpiling land to block out competition. It says land banking hurts shoppers by limiting choice and potentially raising prices. IGA's CEO is calling for stricter rules to make sure supermarkets buy land only when they plan to build a store. The government's investigating supermarket practices, with Coles and Woolworths set to face the heat next week. And tropical cyclone Paul has formed in the Coral Sea, but far north Queenslanders can breathe easy. The Category 2 system is 1,000 kilometres northeast of Cairns and poses no threat to the mainland or islands. Errol Goulden prioritises future flexibility over immediate security. The young Swan turned down a massive offer seeking a shorter contract to keep his options open. Goulden says he wants to keep improving and doesn't want to be locked down for a decade.
I'm really excited as what we can do this group, you know, what we can do in the next kind of 4 to 5 years, and I want to be a part of that and couldn't see myself playing anywhere else.
Round 5 of the AFL gets underway in a few hours, with the Demons hosting the Brisbane Lions at the MCG.